This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The World Bank is going to get a new president. The bank's executive board is meeting tomorrow to vote on whether to confirm Ajay Banga, former CEO of MasterCard, who was nominated by the Biden administration. The outgoing president, David Malpass, was nominated by the Trump administration, and he has taken a fair amount of criticism for initially declining to acknowledge the link between fossil fuels and climate change. Banga is expected to turn more of the bank's attention to climate change and provide more resources to poorer countries dealing with its impact, Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports.
Last year, the World Bank Group delivered almost $32 billion to fight the effects of climate change, more for developing countries than any other multilateral funder. It's a tall task, says former World Bank Treasurer Afsaneh Beshloss.
A number of these countries are going to disappear into oceans.
But the bank's process can be slow. Funding a project can take up to 7 years, says Beshloss, who's now CEO of Rock Creek Group. And with a problem as urgent as climate change, she says that's not nearly fast enough.
I see no reason that it can't bring down the time it takes from project preparation to actual disbursement.
Ajay Banga will also be under pressure to increase the amount the World Bank spends on climate projects. Beshloss says trillions are needed given the scope of the problem. That kind of money would most likely have to come from the U.S. and EU, says Duke lecturing fellow Lee Reiners.
And budgets are strained. And so I just don't think it's politically feasible right now to ask the members to pony up more to address climate change.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen recently made clear that the U.S. won't be pushing for more spending. Banga will also have to deal with countries that bristle at the idea of taking on World Bank loans for projects that reduce their emissions. That's according to Charles Kenny, a senior fellow at the Center for Global Development.
The poorest of the World Bank client countries are not responsible for the climate change problem pretty much at all, right? So they shouldn't be taking the lead on mitigation.
As he prepares to take the helm, Banga has suggested tapping into more private capital and even philanthropy to help the World Bank do more with the resources it already has. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.